Two parents are calling for administrators to step down at their children's former school, Columbus Montessori Education Center. They argue racial bias played a role in how they and their kids were treated. The problem started late last year. Megan Torres' son came home complaining other students were bullying him. Initially, Torres thought it might blow over, but it didn't.
He has the mark still on his chest from when he was stabbed with a pencil. He was punched in the genitals, and so the time came for me to have a meeting with administration.
Columbus Montessori Education Center is on the east side, nestled in between Bexley and Whitehall. Administrators refused interviews for this story. The school's board provided a written statement saying privacy concerns keep them from commenting on specific cases. Torres says meetings with school leaders were tense. After a classroom observation fell through, she had a confrontation with an administrator named Reka Coley. Torres wanted to tell her son the visit was postponed, but she says Coley didn't want her to disrupt the class. According to Torres, Coley called her angry and mean, which she interpreted as coded language.
And I bring up the whole, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do the angry black woman stereotype. I don't appreciate it. And I saw her way to uphold white supremacy. And as soon as those words came out, I knew that there was going to be a shift. I didn't think the shift would include my son's contract, enrollment contract, being ended the same day.
That meant her son had to finish the school year elsewhere, and in the process, lost access to a grant which helps pay for his tuition. Another parent, Janelle Faison, pulled her daughter from the school. Faison says Executive Director Jamie Gottesman put her daughter in timeout in a separate closed room.
The door was locked. I couldn't gain access. So I knocked on the door, and Ms. Gottesman opened the door. And I walked in and was kind of blown that they were in this room.
According to Faison, her daughter had a tantrum, and Gottesman said a separate room may help her calm down. The school's handbook adopts state rules, which prohibit confining children in a locked room or enclosed area. The practice is prohibited by the Ohio Revised Code as well. A few days later, Faison asked if she was missing something behind her daughter's behavior. She says Gottesman suggested the problem might be the man she was dating, and then compared Faison to another single parent she had known.
I felt that to be another form of judgment. And then because she had brought up the mother's race, I just thought that that was, again, irrelevant.
In its written statement, the school's board says an investigation by the Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services cleared the faculty and staff of wrongdoing. An internal investigation conducted by the board reached the same conclusion. Faison and Torres' campaign calling for anti-bullying and anti-racism training appeared to have prompted action early last month. In a press release, the American Montessori Society announced plans to institute new training and curriculum and to work with Ohio State's Kerwin Institute to conduct an equity assessment at the school. But in a statement, Kerwin acknowledges it provided a proposal to the school but hadn't reached an agreement and insists, quote, "The Kerwin Institute is not engaged in the project with Columbus Montessori Education Center." Nick Evans, WOSU News.